Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I'm sure everyone has heard the phrase, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it must be a duck. What's interesting is that this type of logic doesn't seem to apply to ducks or to any animal. Let me give you an example. Let's suppose you were hiking with a friend, and your friend looked ahead on the trail and noticed that there was a rattlesnake just off to one side of it. And your friend shouted, "Snake!" And you immediately jumped backwards just as the snake struck and the snake missed you. You would be very happy that your friend was there. And you would think of this in terms of a very intelligent response because your friend said snake. Your friend didn't say lion or wolf or bear. Your friend said snake. And by virtue of saying snake, you knew exactly what to do. Now, if your friend happened to be a trout, well, my goodness, you might have been just so overwhelmed by this brilliance that you might have called the media. And maybe someone in the local town would have given that trout some sort of reward for being so smart and so perceptive and knowing exactly the right thing to do that saved your life. Fervent monkeys do the same thing. They have special calls with which they warn others that there are snakes or leopards or eagles nearby. If they hear the snake call, they stand up on their hind legs and look around. If they hear the eagle call, they run into the thick brush where they know the eagles won't attempt to get them. And if they hear the leopard call, they race up the trees into the very narrow, slender branches. Prairie dogs also have alarm calls. There have been some studies of prairie dog colonies out west where the prairie dogs not only have a special call for human researchers in the area, they also have a special call for when that researcher comes with his dog. And now we have studies that indicate that elephants do the same thing. It turns out that bees are such a problem to elephants, the elephants will use a special call to warn the other elephants that these insects are nearby. So what do we say about that? We say, oh, that's just intuitive, that's just instinct. You know, I really don't care if we do. But if we do, then let's say the same thing about that response in humans. Let's not say that the person who does this and saves another's life is heroic, or incredibly perceptive, or incredibly intelligent. Let's just say, hey, it's just dumb animal instinct. He couldn't help himself giving that warning. He had no control over it whatsoever. It was just a simple reflex. It means nothing at all. It's funny how when ducks do things, and when other animals do things, making connections with human behavior is often derided as anthropomorphism. But when humans display some of these same responses, whether they're protective responses, parental responses, mating, reproductive responses, we say it's evidence of our higher being. It's evidence of our superior intelligence. I'd say it's evidence of something. But whatever people decide, all I ask is that we're consistent. That's all. You know, I don't care whether any heroic or touching parental response on my part is just dumb, blind instinct, simple reflex, or that it's a testament to my higher thought processes. All I ask is that if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, if a duck does it and I do it, whatever it is that we do, and whatever values or emotion we as a society want to attach to them, let's make it equal.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.